Hey, what's up, bitches? Happy Monday. It is Mushroom Monday. Before I start, I guess I will say, it's also my second child's birthday. So I'll just give a shout out now that we have a podcast and I can do it publicly. So, yeah, if you guys are in my Facebook group, do a shout out, say happy birthday to her. I'll show her later. In fact, I'll just add her to the group and she can see your comments and your love. But Jezra turns 19 today. Happy birthday, sweet girl. And that was also a reminder because I think my husband might be listening, so he'll remember to call his daughter. Call her, say happy birthday. If anybody that needs to call her tomorrow is listening, now you can. So there we are, bitches. I had a great fucking weekend, but I do want to tell you, like, I literally look forward to this moment of like when I come in here, when I get to record and create and all the things. So I missed you. I missed you, bitches. I missed you. I'm still not going to commit to 7 days a week because I do need to at least have time to come up with new stories and shit, right? Like new entertainment. I know you guys like to know about all the fuckery that's happening with the Brandon Lynette show, and I don't have a lot for you this weekend. It was pretty chill. Well, what my husband calls my only friend is leaving. She's leaving, and we hung out with her this weekend and had some adult time, and it was great. Her and I shared a whole bottle of tequila together, and it's fine, not a big deal. It was really great. And I'm like obsessed with this tequila. Kevin Hart makes it. I can't tell you what the name is, but I was attracted to the bottle and I'm like, I need this in my life. So yeah, it went down smooth. It was magical, all the things. But we had a great time. Well, I got to get teary-eyed a little bit just because you guys, like, I know everyone has that person that no matter what's going on in my life, if we don't talk for 2 years or 10 years, if I were to call her right now and be like, some shit went down with Ben, I need you to pick up the kids, here's where they are, all the things, I could just be with my husband. I wouldn't have to worry. Like, oh my God, is she going to feed them? Are they going to be okay? Are the dogs going to get taken care of? Like, I wouldn't have to tell her anything except, hey, I'm not going to be here. I need you to take over. That's who she is to me. And it's a security blanket. So I'm losing my security blanket. Not for good. You know what I mean? She's moving to North Carolina. So as the babies get older and Ben and I can ditch the kids, like it's gonna be like our home away from home because I adore her whole fucking family. So all the things, it's bittersweet. But I'm fucking excited because we're having a girls' day tomorrow. Ben doesn't get to come to this one. Well, actually, I invited him. I even offered to put lashes on him, but we're gonna do a lash party. Like they're looking at my lashes the other night and they're like, what the fuck? And so I've shared the lashes I use in my Facebook group. Listen, bitch, if you are not in there, make sure you jump in. Because it's fun there. It's interactive, it's lively, it's all the things. But I shared this link with all my favorite things and I shared my lash stuff in there. So we're gonna hit up Ulta and do the things like just a girls' night. So I'm excited. I'm very excited about that. This is the month of Rennie. And I'm also excited because I wanted to get her a gift. Her husband passed away almost a year ago. And she's moving. So she just had a lot of things that she's not taking with her. And when I tell you, my husband loaded up the truck last night, like we found a lot of magical things. And one of those things is a fucking turkey fryer. I've never committed to buying one for whatever reason because I'm terrified of them. But my husband said he's game. We're going to do it. Actually, fry a fucking turkey. So I mean, we're going to try it. We're going to try it. But it's a Bucky pan. It's a Bucky turkey fryer. And like we brought his energy home. We're super thankful. I mean, legit, like so incredibly thankful for some of the things we brought. So I found her a bottle of Michael Jordan tequila, which she happens to favor. And I haven't found it. I've looked everywhere because that's what I wanted to get her this a long time ago. Bitch, would you believe I found it at the liquor store in my tiny ass town? In my tiny ass town. I went to an oversized, huge, like fucking stocked, balls to the wall liquor store, like legit like a liquor emporium. Couldn't find the shit. I walk into my tiny town. I'm like, you have got to be shitting me. I need that tequila right there. So I'm excited to gift her that. I just got back. The babies and I went to watch Lyle Crocodile in the movie theaters. Pretty exciting moment because we had the theater to ourselves, and that's always a great time. The baby just danced around in front of her chair and sang the entire time. It was pretty fun. But super cute movie. If you have not taken your kids to see it, I would say take them. It's worth it. If you know the books, like it's super, super cute. But bitches, it's Mushroom Monday. So let's talk about the things. I know I told you guys I was taking the chaga elixir. We are so obsessed. We just ordered a few more bottles on Amazon. This elixir that we get, we put it under our tongues for a few minutes. And like I'm telling you, I can feel a shift. Can't explain all the things because I am constantly on mushrooms, but it's like all of a sudden I'm just like, oh, like I could feel the earth of all the mushrooms like in my DNA. Like I just feel my whole body just loving it. But another mushroom that we got, and that's what I'm going to talk about today. I do not know how to pronounce it. Agarikon, Agarikon. My husband heard a podcast about these. Agarikon. I don't know, bitch, but it comes from this name of ancient nomadic tribes. I don't know. But the thing is, this is like a whole wood decay fungus. It grows to resemble like it basically looks like a beehive. If you ever see this in nature, that's what it is. And I mean, don't fuck with it unless you know for sure it's not a beehive, bitch. I'm not trying to get you stung and shit. But they literally call this the elixir of long life. And it's a rare mushroom. But this it's used to like they initially started using it to treat like respiratory illnesses, night sweats, and they called it consumption tuberculosis. It's like a huge anti-inflammatory, huge antibacterial agent, and it's even shown to have like antiviral properties. And I'm not a fucking scientist, bitch. I Google this information to share with you because I know nothing about that. So, I mean, it just completely protects your body against harmful shit like infections or chemical exposures or tissue damage or trauma, bacteria exposure. And you know, excessive inflammation, it harms your body, like your tissues. And I mean, it's been associated with development of onset things such as like rheumatoid arthritis, diabetes. So if your body's constantly inflamed, these are the issues that you're going to have. You're going to have the cancer. You're going to have the diabetes. You're going to have the fucking shit. You're going to have shit problems too. It's just an incredible thing to work against both virus and bacteria. And let's talk about modern medicine. They can't really touch that shit, right? They tell you that most things can't be treated. And nature has to work its course, but this is proved to fight against some of these diseases and stuff. And this is like entertainment purposes only. So please don't listen to this podcast and be like, this bitch said that it will keep my body from getting cancer and diabetes and all the things. And then you do the things and shit happens. Like, I'm not a fucking doctor. I don't know shit. I'm just telling you stuff I love that I like to use that makes me feel good. This one, I can't tell I'm taking it. I'll just say that. Like, there's no, the chaga, I can tell. When I take it, I'm like, zing, I feel it. But this stuff grows in like old forests. Like, it should be, it is a very rare commodity. It's not something we can go find in Michigan, I don't think. But they're still studying it, they're still studying the benefits of it. And I mean, you can't really make money taking nature in its course. So I don't think it's going to be something that's really going to be mainstream. But anyone listening to this, I'm telling you, go get the shit. It's literally like one of nature's hidden secrets. I've never even heard of this mushroom, but when I went to Google it, I mean, it went crazy. Just all the benefits, all the people, all the ratings, all the conversations, all the fucking, threads were just like, hell yes, get the stuff. But it helps just engage your body to balance your immune response. Your immune system is important. You want to nurture that. Take care of it. This is your only meat suit, right? It's not about like, I'm going to take care of my body and work out and do the things. Like, you have to take care of the inside too. And this is one of those things. So I know there are things in place to like protect this product. It's mostly, these mushrooms are mostly found in the Pacific Northwest. But like, this is a product that's going to protect your overall well-being. You know, it's not about an apple a day, bitch, that keeps the doctor away. It's Agricon, Agaricon. I don't fucking know. I should have like Siri this and try to get her to pronounce this for me. Oh shit. I say the S word and my computer goes fucking crazy and it's trying to talk to me right now. But yeah, it's like one of the most versatile and commonly used fungus of the past. This got swept under the rug, pushed away. But it's one of the earliest known medicines that was even fucking recorded in history. And that's a big deal. Literally like a natural aid for little things like coughs, upset tummy, night sweats. It's known to like regulate your blood sugar. Bitch, that shit you're eating, all the things you're doing, you are fucking your body up. So this is a natural way to just get your blood sugar regulated, right? Instead of taking a medication that you're going to have to take another medication for the side effects and the cycle continues, like we're just going to combat that a little bit. So it's worth a shot. It's worth a shot. I don't think you have anything to lose. Obviously, bring this to your doctor. Fucking double check. Because again, Brandon Lynette, this is entertainment purposes only. I'm just sharing some shit. But another thing, and I'm excited about this because I'm going to get my daughter to take it because she's got asthma. Shay has asthma. And she constantly needs like a rescue inhaler. So you better believe that when she comes home, I'm going to give her these on top of a million things I've given her that she doesn't take. I'm going to show and explain to her how vital this is. Like, taking this could change like the trajectory of what she's doing and where she goes. It's terrifying, you know, to know like she runs cross country and she literally has breathing problems. So I'm always worried about that. She's tough on her body. So that it makes me happy that we have some kind of support for healthy lungs. But yeah, it covers like a lot of lung issues. It boosts your immunity. You've got agaric acid, carotenoids, is that what they call it? Fatty acids, vitamins. It's going to help your body fight off germs. Totally fight off germs. In Iran, it's used as a medicine to boost healthy immune response. They use the shit like happily. But another thing that makes me excited is that Native Americans are natural healers and bonders of the earth, the ones that connected us to the energy of nature. They think it's very spiritual. They think it combats negative energy. And that makes sense, right? If you are ridding your body of negative energy, I've told you, bitch, if you are harboring negative energy in your body, you're going to be sick. You're going to be sick. I tell my husband that's why he gets hangovers, because he's an angry bear. I'm like, you're an angry bear. That's your punishment. Like, I don't get hangovers. You guys, I drank a whole lot of tequila yesterday and I woke up feeling fire. Recorded a podcast with Leo today for Radical Limits. I was lit up, fucking excited, ready to go. All the things. Took the kids out, went to the park, did the stuff. And he's just like, ugh, ugh. Telling you, it's that negative energy. You guys, energy is powerful. So if you're just like Mr. Poopy Pants all the time and you get hangovers, you get sick easy, all the things, fucking rid yourself of the energy. Get this mushroom. So I am excited about it. That's it. I am back to my regular schedule with microdosing. So I only microdose twice a week. And the rest of the time I am taking my me product. It has been amazing. Another thing I'm fucking excited about. Okay, bitch. I started these products and I'm going to send this out in an email tomorrow. This link, if you are not subscribed to my email, make sure you go to brandonlynette.com and sign up. Or you could go to listenbitch.live too and subscribe to all the things. Subscribe to the email, subscribe to the podcast. Just do the thing. Support your girl, because I'm not getting paid for this. And I'm having a great time. So somehow this has to like benefit me. Somehow there has to be, we're all about like, what's in it for me? And outside of knowing, like every single day, I get to make an impact. I get to say something that might change the way you're thinking or your next decision or how you live life. Maybe if you change your perspective a little, like I'm excited about that shit. I am excited. But excited doesn't pay my bills. You know what I'm saying? So all I need you to do, and it costs you nothing, is to make sure you're subscribed and to share this with your friends and family, get into the group, all the things. Like I'm here to serve, and I just need you to get the word out. Spread the word. I did come up with a new graphic, so I'm ordering some new business cards. So my face is going to look a little different on the podcast when I get the picture changed. I don't know if I'll do it tonight. I love when I get interrupted and I forget what I was talking about. So let's try to wing it. I think I was telling you guys about this new product I'm taking. It's a dual appetite control. I think I'm on day 5 or 6. I think five, day five, maybe. I'm down 6 pounds. 6 pounds. And I'm gonna tell you, I went out and had mommy time last night, all the things, woke up this morning, jumped on the scale, and I'm like, oh my God. Another pound down. Like I'm dropping a pound a day, really. And I haven't made the best choices. So I'm like, what if this week I don't have any mommy days and whatever you call them, and I get back to like just my smoothies, my tea, my meat, and none of the other fuckery. Like, what could my results be? Right. So I do work out 3 or 4 times a week. I do get 10,000 steps a day. So there are things I do to do my part. Not 100% on the eating, though. I could guarantee you that. And bitch, I drink a minimum of 1 gallon of water a day. So that's non-negotiable for me. But I've been taking this, and then I'm still just the microdosing is fucking magical. I do have my hands on a new strand. There's like 50 psilocybin mushrooms out there, like different types. And I did not know this. So I'm just kind of like playing the field, like to see who gives me the most love and attention. And this is something in my life that I can pick and choose and, flirt with and all the things. So my obsession goes on. I know a lot of you are like, we just really don't know how to get the mushrooms. I'm telling you, this me product that is legal, that I'll include the link in my email tomorrow. I'll make sure I repost it in the group. This product is huge. I mean, the testimonies I get, it's not just me. I mean, I'm in a group chat with people that take this product, and the testimonies give me the chills. Like, it's changing people's lives. People that were depressed couldn't see their way out of the shit. So if you feel like you're really just like, the world is caving in, I don't see a way out, I don't know what the fuck to do next, I'm telling you, your next right step is to get this product. Like, that's the next step. If you can get mushrooms, fucking get mushrooms. If you can't, then do the me product. 100%, they are comparable. They go toe to toe. I mean, the mushrooms, I get they're pricey. I do pay a pretty penny to buy my shrooms. So otherwise, I would probably just fucking take shrooms every day. But it's just a lot. It's a lot of money. And so knowing like I can do this product, I can buy a 30-day supply, and between the rotation of my shrooms, like it fucking works out beautifully. So that's why I throw the me product in there, because it is very comparable. If I didn't have the me product, then I guess my husband's gonna have to get a second job to support my mushroom addiction. That's it. So yeah, that's where we are, bitch. Happy fucking Monday. Are you excited about today? I mean, seriously, like how could you not be? I want you to think about like, what is the thing that you're really excited about this week? Like, bitch, I am making cakes. Yeah, I've got a cake project, cake and cupcakes. And I'm so excited. I burnt myself out when I did my daughter's cake. I did her cake in August, made a whole fucking huge ass, like 6-tier, underwater mermaid cake. And I had a great time. Like, it was the greatest thing, but I was like burnt out. So even if my 8-year-old, she just turned 8 in September, if she would have been like, Mom, make my cake, I'd be like, not gonna happen. I was just burnt out. I don't think I could ever take it on as a full-time job, but it's super fucking exciting and it's something I love to look forward to. So I have a cake project, something I said yes to a long time ago. I guess mentally I knew it was coming. And it makes me really grateful because my daughter has a birthday and I'm like, baby, what do you want for your cake? And inside I'm thinking, God, please don't tell me to make it. Please don't tell me to make it because I don't want to. I don't want to do another cake. Like, this cake is going to burn me out. So, thank God she just wants a fucking SpongeBob cake from Meyers. So I'm like, thank you. And bitch, if you have not had a Meyers cake, are you fucking kidding me? This is a hidden secret. I don't know what they put in the shit, but I'm saying it's good. It doesn't taste like fucking box cake, right? Like, I feel like Walmart cakes just kind of taste like fake. They taste like factory, you know? There's no love in them. And the truth is, I think Meyer cakes are probably made the same way. Like, it's just a whole fucking factory pump out of bullshit, but it doesn't taste like artificial. It tastes like the cakes I make. I'm like, damn, this is really fucking good. In fact, my husband's favorite cake is a chocolate fucking cake from Meyer. My son's too. Sweet deal. Less cakes I have to make eventually down the road when everybody has another fucking birthday. But yeah. So that's my shit this week. I'm super excited about that. I'm excited about Girls' Day, teaching my friends how to do lashes. I'm fucking obsessed. I'm obsessed. And to get to share that with people I love, like, that's exciting. So that's like, I mean, it's gonna be a fucking great week. Not to mention, like, getting to hang out with you guys and record the podcast and do the things. I'm getting those business cards. So all of you that emailed me saying that I'll hand them out, bitch, I'm not ignoring you. I'm fucking excited and I'm gonna send the shit to you as soon as possible. And there may or may not be a little gift goodie in there because you're doing like groundwork for me. So I want to compensate you for your commitment to that. Because Jesus, you can reach people that I would never reach. So I appreciate it a lot. I will get those out as soon as I get these cards ordered. That'll probably be this week. So I am so excited. If you are not in the Facebook group, another thing I started doing is I do journal prompts Monday through Friday. There's a post that's going to come out at 5 a.m., the same time as the podcast, where it will give you something to start journaling about. And the whole intention behind using this is to like have a place to start, but to trust yourself to go where it wants to go. You know what I'm saying? Like, as you're writing, I give you one or two sentences, a single question, a little bit of direction, but you have to learn to trust yourself to let it flow. So it's part of that like self-talk of like you have to pump yourself up to be like, bitch, I could do this. I can flow in this state. It's easy for me to journal my feelings. It's easy for me to journal my behaviors, my actions, my emotions, so that we can keep track of these things. Right? That's kind of how we start taking control of our thoughts, how we start, you know, taking control of our actions and all the things. I recorded Radical Limits today. This episode is going to be up with it's the one I do with my friend Leo. It's going to be up Thursday at noon. It's a great one to tune into, but I'm going to kind of tell you guys, I'm going to talk a little bit, elaborate a little bit on the things that we're talking about. He has been looking for a church. He lives in Hawaii. He's looking for a church, and not just any church, you guys, because this is the thing. So many people are stuck in just the basic relationship of Christ. The basic, like, you know, Jesus died on the cross. This is going to happen. Revelations is happening, but they don't take it further, right? They just know the book basics, like the book basics, you guys. There is so much more than words on a page. There's a whole life of energy to explore. And it's like you've read the Bible, you experience the Bible, you live the Bible. What's next? What is next? And so we're talking about this, like how many people are just kind of stuck in their beliefs and their whatevers. And I mean, I meet people all the time that don't believe in God. They just don't. And I can respect that. I can see exactly why. There was some trauma in their lives. And I'm sure if I explored the conversation, because when I have, it all comes down to religion being pushed on them when they were little, the Bible thumpers, the people that are like trying to pressure you to believe in what they believe, that their belief is right, their belief is correct. It's offensive. It pushes people away. How I believe is how I believe. That's it. I'm okay if that's not what you believe, but this is it. I'm not going to convince you to believe what I believe, right? No more than you could ever convince me to believe what the fuck you believe. But we should be open to the conversation. And that's the fun part of life. But you look around, these people just in the fucking box, these people, they're like, I don't believe in God, or, you know, there's no God. They are not happy people. There is not a light. I've not seen like joy and excitement and passion. And I feel like that to me is a big mirror reflection of like what God is to me. God is that energy. God is that light. He is that spark. He is that passion. He is the emotion of life. And if you're not experiencing him, or you refuse to feel that or to acknowledge that there's something bigger, you're probably carrying the weight of the fucking world. People ask me all the time, Brandon, how do you do everything you do? How do you do the things? Do you sleep? Like, bitch, I walk around with a full face, lashes, nails. Like, I do the things. I do the things that people are like, I don't have time for. And then I, you know, nurture my Facebook groups, my other businesses. I write the emails. I write ebooks. I do podcasts. I do the things. And people are like, how? How? Well, bitch, because I'm not carrying the weight of the world because God. I don't have to carry the pressure and the demands of everyday life because that's not on me. We are solid. We are taken care of. My job right now is to put something good into the world, to spread the joy and the love and the peace that I feel. That's my fucking job. That's it. I'm here for a good time. We are expected to have fun. Life is not so serious. And you look at these people, it's like they're fucking in a production and their script is fucked. They're just not choosing another movie selection. They're stuck on the same film loop. The same loop of just like, this is their life. This is their life. You're spinning, 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 fucking, this is your life. And you're following a script. You're following. Bitch, that's the secret. You're following. And so I told him, and I said this on the podcast, I'm like, we're looking for unicorns out there. Unicorns, people like us that always ask, like, what's next? And then what? Like, what is next? I have experienced a closeness with God in my meditations, but it doesn't mean I'm like, that's it. That's the line. I want to grow closer every fucking day. Like, how do I get closer to the sun? Energetically, how do I get closer to the core of the earth? How do I get closer to nature? How do I get closer to that undeniable love and security that I feel when I meditate? I want more of that. It's like a drug. So I'm not like, oh, I did this. It was fine. This is what you do. And then I do that every day. No, every day I want more. I want to feel more. I just want more. What's next? That's it. And I just don't stop there. And I don't carry the weight because I believe that the pressure is lifted. Energetically, if you could just hand everything off to someone, how fucking great is that? When I speak at events, I do this meditation. I do this fucking incredible meditation. And maybe someday that's something I could look at doing in the group. It's just doing a meditation because I do this thing where you get to take some shit energetically and hand it off. And literally, I'm standing there, the audience's eyes are closed, and I'm watching them, and I see their bodies like just kind of lay back softly. When I'm like, just release it, put all the stuff in the box, release it. There is fucking magic in energetically releasing bullshit they are holding. Even it doesn't have to be anything you overthink. It's not like, oh my God, I have all this energy. I don't feel good about it. How do I get cleansed? What do I need? I need to go find like a light guru, a crystal guru. I have to go find the things, do the things, all the things. No, bitch. You just stop. You close your eyes. And I want you to imagine that you could take everything bad and put it in an invisible box. And then I want you to pretend that there's this incredible force, wind, that just grabs that box, snatches it up, and they disappear into the fucking horizon. You visualize that. And then you turn around and intentionally journal about releasing that emotion or releasing those feelings and like explain to yourself on a fucking piece of paper how you have shifted the lightness that you experience. And every time the meditation is done, when I speak, people are like, oh my God, you really got me there. You really got me. And I mean, people cry, all the things, they're feeling all the things. It's powerful to energetically not carry the shit. And that's a thing for me of like, I couldn't do the shit without God. There is not a potential dimension that I could fucking live in and carry the weight myself. Bitch, it's not possible. I would be sick. I'd be writhing in the corner, rocking back and forth consistently. I would be depressed, probably suicidal. Because, like, what? What is the point? If life is always this heavy, why do I want to keep moving? Anytime it starts to feel heavy, I have to make a conscious choice of, like, bitch, you forgot. You're a human. It's okay. Sometimes we forget, but get on your knees, bitch, and give that shit away. And every time I ask for that release, every time I ask for that help, I have to mindfully ask myself three questions when I'm going to journal. What can I give to God today? What do I need help with from God today? And what am I really thankful for from God today? So that's it. I'm like, God, take this. It's yours. And when I say that, I fucking mean it. I'm not like, take this. And then I try to control every little fucking detail about the situation. No, we are not meant to control. We're meant to have faith. That is believing in something you can't see. You can't fucking see energy, but you can believe that you can hand it off to someone. So give it to him. I do that consciously. And then I'm like, all right, what do I need help with? Well, I have some human ass situations that I know my ego is going to try to overpower me. So, God, please, please be a gentle reminder. Show me the signs, the nudges of like, you've got me and I'm safe and I'm loved and I can get through this. How many times are we like, God, help me? God, help me. I mean, I'm praying for a situation a week from now where I'm like, God, help me. He is going to be full present, full force. I will be wearing every energetically charged rock from nature that I could think of because I have to face my own demons and some outside demons and some things. That's a God thing. Like I just show up with the full armor of like, he's got this. I'm just a human. I'm just a human. I trust him. I trust him. And that's part of my fucking power. That is part of my confidence. That is part of my success. That is my story, is that I can hand this stuff off and I can ask for the help and I'm safe, loved, protected always. I don't have to worry about what comes next. I get to choose, like create it. I don't have to control it. I just put out my little intentions of like, this is what I want to do. How does this happen? How do I get from point A to point B? Bitch, I want to have a mushroom business. I do. I do. And not to grow them myself. That would be like my husband could do that because he likes, bitch, I'm telling you, when he chooses to do the things in the yard and stuff, like he likes that stuff. He likes it. I don't like getting my hands in the dirt. I love nature. I'll stand there with my feet. I just, the growing of the things does not appeal to me now. And that may shift. It may shift when I, pull up my first baby mushroom from the ground. And I'm like, oh my God, I did this. I'm obsessed. I want to keep going. I mean, at this point in time, and I'm not obligated to be the same person today, tomorrow. So I could change my mind. But right now, bitch, no, I don't want to deal with that. But I do want to have a storefront where people could come in or even an online place where I could just tell people all the reasons I love taking them. Everything I drink, everything I eat, everything I take that has changed my life. I'm obsessed. I want to share that with you guys. I want that to be what I get to do. It's fun. It's fun to explore the gift that we've been given with natural remedies for things, natural, everything. Modern medicine is fucking, it's a gift. It is a gift. But I'm going to tell you this right now, bitch. No one knows your body more than you do. No one. And I've learned, like, if I start to feel something off, I don't panic and think, well, I used to. I used to panic and Google everything like I'm dying of cancer. But I just question myself now. I'm like, all right, so you're feeling this little thing. And then I start observing it and I'm like, okay, what have you been doing this week? What haven't you been doing? When I don't move my body, when I don't work out and I'm not active, I feel it. I feel it. And guess what? It could turn into a disease because this is what happens. People feel something off about their bodies and they start freaking out. And then they start like making the problem bigger because they're worried. They're just like all the things. And nobody knows your body like you do. If you feel these things and you're just like, all right, so what choices can I clean up this week? You don't have to wait for a fucking catastrophe to start calling yourself out on the bullshit lifestyle you have. And I do not live clean. I do not. I told you, bitch, I just shared a bottle of tequila with my friend last night. Okay. It's not always clean, but I know I have a solid balance of like, if I drink a bottle of tequila every night, we've got a problem. Right? I don't do that every night. I don't even know the last time I've ever done that. So it's not a thing, right? It's not like a vice. Otherwise, I would not feel good and I would not be allowing everything I take to do its job. I had to go through years of sobriety, like literally, like I have to be sober, not just with the babies and the breastfeeding and all the things. That was easy for me. But when it's just me, when my body's just my own, I can go off the rails. I go off the rails. I was always trying to escape and do the things. And at one point, I didn't think I could ever have another drink. I'm like, there's no way, because if I drink, I just start binge drinking and I don't stop. I just want to hide from everything. I want to curl up in a ball. I just want to, ugh. And I'm going to tell you, microdosing changed that for me. I don't want to mask anything anymore. I don't want to hide from life. If you are having to take any kind of product to just avoid your life, then fucking change your life. Stop trying to dull every emotion you have. Stop trying to ignore all the things. Absolutely, I can go out and have cocktails with friends. I'm not masking emotions. It is just a thing. It's not even a thing. Not good or bad, it's a thing. Now, if I sit here in my office every single night drinking a fifth of hard alcohol, we've got a problem. I'm hiding from something. I'm doing the things. Mushrooms helped me so much to just find the peace within myself, to stop looking outside for everything else to make me happy. I shifted everything, every perspective. Even with like little shit, like we're doing lashes tomorrow. I felt every time I put those on that my life had to shift, that it would make me feel some kind of different way and like turn on the magic. No, bitch, now I just love, I'm obsessed. It's not it doesn't define anything. I'm not trying to look for any specific emotion. It's just a thing. If you stop looking for something to fill you up and you can just find something inside of yourself to be content, that's it. And that's how you magnetize. If you want to fucking leverage the law of attraction, this is how you do it, bitch. You want to attract to anything, then you have to feel like you already have everything. The more you're like, I wish, I wish, I wish, I wish, and you keep thinking about this one thing, you are pushing it so fucking far away from you that I don't even know if you'd see it in this lifetime. You want the things, you have to feel like you have the things. And if you have to tell yourself right now, start changing the narrative in your mind because our voices are assholes. You have to start telling yourself right now, like, I have joy. I have peace. I don't need anything else outside of me. If I never get another new pair of shoes, I'm okay. And I mean that. So now if I buy a pair of shoes, it's just fucking shoes. I'm not like, oh my God, expecting some magical thing haunting the mailbox, right? Waiting for the shoe to come so that it can make me feel some kind of way. I don't get addicted to that like charge anymore. Retail therapy is not for me. It doesn't make me feel good to spend the money. That's it. It's just a thing. It's just a thing. Stop being so emotionally connected to everything outside of you. The Me product is going to help you with this too, to help you feel whole and fulfilled. It just kind of, I feel like it just slows me down enough to like breathe everything in, to breathe everything in. Like,
Everyone is taking life so fucking serious. You're walking around out there like a fucking zombie. You're stressed about everything, but for what? Like, what is that stress doing for you? Is it changing the fact your mortgage is due? No, bitch. There's no one in the world that fucking stresses about something and then just magically disappears. You're stressing yourself out, then the shit comes, and then you find something else to be stressed about. This is the autopilot program you've been on. No one could break the cycle but you. And I know, like, you guys would love Leo because he has a lot of compassion. He has so much compassion. And I do, bitch, I love you. I love you, but let's fucking go. You've got to rip this shit off like a band-aid. You can't sit around waiting forever. You have to look at yourself. Let yourself be able to see that reflection. And I know when I talk about microdosing in public, people look at me like, bitch, what? You're just trying to like vibe through life high as fuck. Number one, you don't get high, dumbass. I don't do a hero's dose. There's no hallucinations. There's no anything. Except all of a sudden, I have a mirror in front of myself. And then I have this energy of like connectedness, of consciousness, of awareness, where I can see everything around me and everything is right in the world. I don't freak out about shit anymore. Like, I am healing, I am whole, and it feels fucking great. And this is the shit that I want you to experience. I want you to be like, man, I don't remember her name. I don't know the thing, but I just know that she made me believe it was possible to feel whole, healed, loved, all the thing. I don't give a fuck if you forget about who I am. Find your space of healing. That's it. And someday I want to have a shop and an online order program so that you can experience what I experience. For now, I do have a legal product. If you are subscribed to my emails, bitch, I'll send it out Monday and Tuesday. Because if you listen to this today and then you realize, like, oh my God, she already sent the email out. I'll send one Tuesday to give you bitches time to subscribe. Brainalinette.com. That's all. You put in your email. I send really good shit. I took a week off last week. But it's like informative stuff. It's the same conversations we're having here because my brain is the same. It's the same. You're getting the same brain and Lynette everywhere. But it's easier for me to share links too. And sometimes these links are going to benefit me financially and sometimes they're not. And that's okay. If you have a problem like supporting me, I get it. I'm not mad at you, bitch. I'm not mad at you. But if you're cool with it, then there's links that support me too. So there's that. But for now, just make sure you share today's podcast and let me know if you're going to go ahead and try these Agirakan or go ahead and correct me on how I'm saying it because I don't know how to fucking say it. As soon as I hit end on this recording, I'm going to go Google it and I'm probably going to feel so embarrassed that I probably fucked up the pronunciation, but I don't give a fuck. I'll be embarrassed for 5 minutes and then it's fine because I'm not going to re-listen to this. And you guys can correct me. I can laugh with you. I can laugh at myself every once in a while. But Jesus, the elixir of life. Are you kidding me? The power in that statement alone. Go get the mushrooms, get the chaga. My friend Holly shared a fuck ton of information and products from literally from my state, from Michigan. This guy harvests them in Michigan. So let's support Michigan, right? No, let's support this guy for going out there and finding a passion. He got the mushroom bug, bitch. He got the mushroom bug and he must have a field mind to dig the things out because he makes a lot of products. So I'm still excited. We are going to continue our chaga journey and we'll go from there. But this Agirakan, get it. You're not going to feel any change. No things. It's like I just have the intention of knowing that it is nurturing every single molecule that makes up my meat soup. Like I just feel the love. I swallow it and I'm like, I magic. Like I just know it's the intention of like get rid of all the bullshit, right? Get rid of all the bullshit my body doesn't need. I energetically release negative energy as I take it. I make sure I have intention. This is my shower intention every day. Is just like washing every negative thought or conversation I would think of having with myself that day. I wash it down. Like that's it. I wash it down. I'm catching myself saying things like just the negative talk. I'm back to journaling about it because I'm catching myself like, whoa, you're backsliding. We don't talk that way about you, bitch. We love you. You're powerful. You're strong. You're confident. You're beautiful. You are. You are. I say it to myself as much as you need to be saying it to yourself. So that's it. Happy fucking Monday. This is going to be an incredible week. And I'm excited about tomorrow's conversation. And you know why? Because I have no idea what the fuck we're going to talk about. So I hope you get into my group today and give me some topics. I know I sting some people, but it is like a sting of love. That's all. I know it's hard to hear the shit sometimes. And I appreciate you coming back even when I've pissed you off. And I'm okay with that. Like, let's just call it out right now where we can agree to disagree and understand that you could be mad at me for a minute. It's exactly how my kids feel. They're just like, I know how angry they are at me in that moment, but everything I do and say is out of love. It is out of love. That's all. Like, I just, at this moment, want better for you than you're wanting for yourself. And that's where I'm at. So I'm going to continue to serve you until you want everything you deserve and have coming to you. That's it. I want you to feel that joy and peace and to stop being so triggered by dumb shit. Are you fucking kidding me? Like, what? You guys, there's this whole life out here happening that we can't fucking see because we can't get our fucking mind out of the programming. I am a robot. I listen to everybody and follow everybody. I just can't do it. I can't do it. I love you guys. Tomorrow's going to be fun because I think I just had an idea pop up. So I'm going to stop talking before I fuck myself and then like take tomorrow's episode and have to think of something new again. I love you.